Lukaku. Jesse Lingard, 2-0. Oh, it's classic counter-attack. Lukaku involved in both goals. And Jesse Lingard, the scourge of Arsenal.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Yeah, welcome back to the program. I know you spoke about it last week, Ray, when Phil Moss, who, by the way, you thought apparently you had really good rapport with during the course of the 3 hours, or that's what you keep telling me. I don't know why you keep telling me that.
But anyway, from that
Alan Stajic has been sacked, and no matter what you read or where you read it or whatever, you're still trying to understand.
There's more to this story, James.
I'm going to put him on the spot again. Morning, Phil Moss.
Good morning, guys. I think the word that was used last week was chemistry.
Chemistry. Sorry, my mistake. And that probably underscores that Ray and I don't have it. But anyway.
Nine years. No blue in 9 years, say Phil. So.
Yeah, no, it was good fun. It was nice to keep the seat warm for you, Jimmy. But, yeah, look, it's been a... I don't quite know what word to use to describe this week, but it's been... I guess the two words that come to mind is very messy. You know, with my cap on at Football Coaches Australia, I've been pretty close to it. And it's look, I don't know. All I know is there's a lot more to come before this goes away. The reasons for Alan's dismissal have not been made clear, and as a coaches association, we're there to support Alan, but we're there to support all coaches of both genders, right the way from the national teams down to the state leagues. And all we ask for is clarity and transparency around situations like this. Why is the most successful Matildas coach in the history of women's football in this country not taking them to a World Cup that he's been preparing them for 4 years?
Yeah.
And at the moment, those reasons are just not clear. It's too simplistic to hide behind toxic culture without going into some specifics. Now, technically, FFA don't have to go into those reasons, but morally, we believe they've got absolutely a reason to do that for Alan, number one, but also for those thousands and thousands of Matildas fans out there who were looking for the Matildas going to this World Cup as contenders under the coach that's prepared them so well.
Yep.
You probably answered my next question then, Phil, because I was going to ask you, what happens next in this whole saga?
Well, I mean, from the Matildas' point of view, FFA have made it very clear that they've begun the process of appointing his successor, and again, that's another situation that's from a football punter and fans' perspective. I just don't understand why we've had to go to cricket. Nothing against Matthew Mott, the Australian women's cricket coach, but why we've had to put someone like that on our panel to select our next Matildas coach is beyond me and a lot of people in the industry. But that's the next step, is to find a successor, because at the end of the day, we've got a Matildas football team here that have got a Cup of Nations coming up in late February and a World Cup coming up in June. So first and foremost, they need to be looked after as a football team and someone that a team that so many Australians are so proud of. But from Alan's point of view, we need to get some answers and some clarity for him, so you know he can move forward. But the innuendo and the ambiguity around his dismissal is not doing anyone any favours, least of all Alan Stajic.
You're nominating yourself for the role?
No, I'm not, mate. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing, Jimmy, and pestering you guys on a Sunday morning.
Oh, you do that well. Socceroos 1-0, and the nil is the thing. Three times in five games, goal scoring. I know we talk about the pass back and Milos Daganek and how disappointing that was, but that was the big thing for me come out of that tournament, Phil.
Lack of goals.
Yeah, look, you know I'm a glass half full type of guy, Jimmy, and I, and if I look at the way, the style of football we played and what Graham Arnold's tried to do, and everyone knows I've got a close association with Arnie and I've worked under him, so I know how he operates. What he's tried to do leading into this tournament and during this tournament, and if I look at who's to come back in the likes of Martin Boyle, Aaron Moy, Zani, a fit again Leckie, a fit again Andrew Naboo, I'm very excited because I think the style of football will definitely lead to creating more chances, getting more bodies in the box, and hence scoring more goals. What we lacked at this tournament was individual quality to unlock pack defences. And if you look at Barcelona, take Barcelona for example, if every team they play against every week packs their defence and gets numbers behind the ball, the difference is a little bloke called Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
So often, and that's because he's got the individual quality to get past his defenders, attract two or three defenders, which opens space for other players, and he's got that individual brilliance to create goals for others and score goals himself. So I really do think, and I know, you know, a lot of people have their opinions on this, one way or the other, but when you take quality, we're an average side. With the soccer, make no mistake, we're an average squad from soccer by Socceroos standards. With an average squad, you take Boyle, Moy, Arzani, Lecky, Naboot out of that
come
squad.
Come back to the field.
That's right, exactly. And Asian football is going ahead in leaps and bounds, and they're spending a lot of money, a lot of investment. We don't have a training centre for the national team. Mm. We don't have a home base for our national team. We haven't had one for 30, or as long as I can remember, 40 years. So we really need to reassess where we're heading and, you know, the destination we want to get to and how we're going to get there. And I've heard it before, we want to, you know, not just compete in a World Cup, we want to win a World Cup. Well, guess what? We're not going to do that without serious, serious investment in development of our young players and our national teams.
Okay. Well, being a half-full glass guy as you are, Phil, players who probably caught your eye at the tournament from the Socceroos side of the fence, and who goes on and wins this thing?
Yeah, well, look, I think, you know, you're talking players from the Socceroos at Kilmarnock, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I think, look, the obvious ones, Ryan Grant, I thought was outstanding and got his chance when Josh Risden went down with a stomach complaint or a groin complaint, I think, in the first game. Chris Economides, who was lighting up the A-League before he got selected late into the squad, I thought was outstanding. Young Awa Mabil, who, of course, his tournament ended in absolute tragedy. And, My thoughts and condolences go out to Awa and his family with the passing of his sister in a car crash. I think they were the ones. And I thought Apo Gianu, when he got his chance up front off the bench and in that last game as a two-pronged strike force with Jamie McLaren, I thought he did quite well as well. So there's certainly a lot to like. Deganek, of course, who made the big mistake in the last game, but I thought his tournament was very strong. And Matty Ryan, of course, we know that he's edging closer and closer to being a world-class goalkeeper.
To win it, who's going to win the Asian Cup 2019?
I think Iran. I tipped them before the tournament. I've seen nothing to suggest that they can't go all the way. I think they play Japan in the semi-final. Qatar take on UAE in the other one. I think Qatar will knock UAE out. They haven't been convincing. I think they've flattered to deceive at their home tournament. I think maybe hometown crowds have helped get them this far. But I think Qatar and Iran will play the final. Japan, again, I think have flattered to deceive as well for such a big Asian nation. But, Iran beat Qatar in the final, and Iran will get the money under Carlos Quiroz, who you'll remember was a coach at Manchester United for all those years under Sir Alex Ferguson.
Hey, just on the big blue from last night, if we come back closer to home with the A-League, was there anyone more pumped up from a Melbourne victory point of view than Kevin Muscat?
He laughed at me, didn't he? Yeah.
Sheesh!
He just bleeds the big blue, doesn't he? He just loves it, and especially when he gets over the top of Sydney FC. Look, I thought it was a fantastic game of football, first and foremost, and real quality goals. Ola Toivonen's free kick is world class. You see that quality at the World Cup, which is no surprise. But I thought Melbourne Victory deserved to win, but I thought Sydney FC, if you look at the crossbar from Lafondra, and they hit the post as well. They were good value for at least a point. You wouldn't take the three away from Melbourne Victory on the night. But Stevie Corriger and Sydney will come home happy with the performance, if not the result. Mm.
And Phil, gee, it must be tough being a Wanderers supporter this season. They had 3 points in the bag against the Roar.
Oh, Ray, 2-0 up in the 92nd minute, and then they're 2-2 after 96 minutes. Just incredible, and the mistake from Vedran Nedovic that
goalkeeper,
gave
Brisbane
that last corner. is just another brain snap from him this season. He's had a few coming outside of his area, and
yes,
they're just unexplainable, unfortunately. Mm. But when goalkeepers make them, they stand out like the proverbial.
Yep. Mm.
But yeah, certainly Marcus Babbel must be, well, I was going to say pulling his hair out, but he's got none of that, so scratching his head.
The trial period continues. You're in next week for Ray Thomas, so we'll try and get some sort of, I think the word used was chemistry, going during the course of that boy. 3 hours.
That's our challenge, mate. We've got it on Bill and Boz when we appear on there together, so I'm sure we can transfer it to the studio at the SBW.
It's bringing the A-team back together next week.
All in the eyes of the beholder, isn't it, really?
How are Ray's eyes? Does he need toothpicks? After going
no,
to
I'm actually okay. Yeah.
No, it's funny when you travel up the front of the plane, things are a little different, Phil.
1A, was it?
Oh, yes. Don't you know who I am?
Can't say that.
Oh, that sort of stuff.
Oh, dear.
Love it. Have a great day, guys. Make sure you stay cool.
Good on you, mate.
See you there, Phil. Isn't it funny when the guests start saying goodbye to us?
Exactly. They've had enough of us.
Exactly. We're just sitting here having a chat.